到 restroom， 然后 it's all on that， 然后 you turn on or off the light。
如果你从这些花很多时间用
到。Oh, rather pay a lot of time to get everything fixed。
哎，为教会的事工愿意加班哎。
I work overtime for church。
我们为了属世的事情我们加班，但是为了教会事情我们能不能加班啊？
You know, oftentimes we work overtime for our regular job, for worldly job, but very few times we work overtime for church ministry.
所以你看到那个厕所那个灯啊，你进去就自动就开了。
When you walk in the restroom, the light is automatically on.
那么你出来以后它还没有关。
And when you leave the It's still on.
你真知道这个开关，这个自动的开关是怎么样工作的吗
？Do you know how this automatic switch how it works?
真的知道吗
？Do you know truly?
我告诉你，今天早上我在发觉，真正知道它怎么工作的。
And this morning I realized how it works.
我今天早上因为吃的东西多了，或者昨天吃的不好了，进去以后我就上厕所。
So I don't know if I ate some bad food last night or this morning I eat too much, so I went to restroom.
我正在努力的时候，
我
突然那个灯灭了。
I worked very hard.
闪闪闪灭了。
And the light flashing and.
哎，我说糟糕，今天要敬拜神了，怎么可以没有电？
So I worried. Wow. So we're gonna have worship service.
所以我出来一问阿成啊，所以我出来问阿成，阿成说那个灯五分钟以后就会灭掉。
And I asked.Brother Ah Cheng say, how's going? He say, oh, the light will be off in 5 minutes.
所以以后你进到厕所五分钟超过五分钟你要知道灯灭了你要摸黑才能出来。
So next time when you walk in our restroom, so if you stay there for longer than 5 minutes, you'll see the light will be off. So you have to, search the light, in the darkness.
所以感谢神。
Well,
感谢神
God,
我们可以在教会里面一起来同工。
And so we can co-labor together in church.
在今天这个社会我们常常讲到很多人他们很空虚。
And in today we oftentimes heard people talk about emptiness.
那么我们知道什么叫空虚。
We may feel lonely or empty.
但是我们知道什么叫做盼望吗？
Truly know what it means, hope.
那么想到盼望的时候，我们通常就是一头的雾水。
And when we think about hope, we may you know ponder or wonder what's going on.
所以年纪大的人、老年人，我们就是通常就是看看手机，什么养生之道之类的。
For old people, we may look at our smartphone and pay attention to those health related messages.
我们的年轻人，我们就失落了那个寻求要改变、寻求要做好的那个心理。
这说明
年轻人就失、啊，对不起，我这个有点那个变动。年轻人他就失落了寻找那个改变、寻找那个创新的那个心理。
And a lot of young people, they lose the heart to seeking for the innovation creativity.
他们就失去了那个积极进取的那个精神。
They lose the passion to continue improve themselves.
那么我们听这些一般的流行歌曲，我们就知道。
When we hear all the pop songs,
很多就是充满了那个失落，充满了没有盼望。
Many of those songs filled with those emptiness, loneliness. Social exclusion.
那么当然我们中年的人我们就感觉到人生很苦闷了。
For middle-aged people, they may feel the life is full of those concerns, worries.
我们就感觉到好像很无助的感觉。
Helpless.
我们就没有办法解决这些问题，人生的问题。
And we cannot solve those life problems.
那么这些问题，那么这种对我们目前的这种失去盼望这种现象
，and to the phenomenon that a lot of people lose the hope，
那么其实是因为我们对于将来已经失去将来那个盼望，失去了那个盼望。
Because we lose the hope for the future，
我们每一个人都是面临在生活的压力之下
，we all feel the pressure，
我们必须面对这些虚空的事情。
And we have to face the.
我们需面对我们自己的罪。
And face our sins.
我们面对我们的疾病。
Face our sickness.
我们面对到我们的未来的死亡。
And face our future death.
但是我们真的知道怎么样能够解决这些问题吗？
And do we truly know how to solve those problems?
那么你知道我们所相信的这位魂，这位神，他怎么样告诉我们盼望是什么吗？
You truly know that the God we trust.
哦，这个没有。可以吗？可以哈，啊，对不起。所以我们真知道神他在这个方面为我们做什么了吗
？Do we truly know what God has done for us? Well done, well do for us.
神在基督里的做的，就是正式回应我们的虚空、罪恶和我们的死面对的死亡。
What God has done in Jesus Christ is responding to our emptiness and also our loneliness.
那么保罗告诉我，保罗告诉我们，我们是有盼望。
And Paul told us that we have hope.
那么神在人的死亡中赋予我们有生命。
And God give us a hope, a new life in our death.
那么他造了一条桥。
He built a bridge.
那么由没有盼望，我们可以看到我们将来的盼望。
And so we can through this bridge, we can see the future.
那么也由这个没有盼望，我们可以走到那有盼望的地方去。
We can walk from the no hope, helpless situation to the full of hope.
那么这是我们盼望，是我们生命中的一个经历。
And hope become the life journey for us.
在基督里面，我们是有盼望的。
Jesus Christ, we have hope.
所以今天我们这个题目就是我们真知道神。
Today's our title is knowing Him of God better.
那么在这一边，这个今天这个里面，我们看到他的告诉我们的几件事情。这一段是保罗他的一个祷告。
And this verses is actually Paul's prayer.
那么我们知道前面我们所谈到的这一章的前面一到十四节讲的是保罗他的一个对神的称颂。
And in the Ephesians, First chapter 1 to 14, it talks about Paul's praise to God.
那么我们看到他的这个祷告，那么在跟他这个称颂两个是交织在一起的。
And we can see Paul's praise and Paul's prayer, those two intertwined.
那么保罗他在这里为这些信徒们来祷告。
And here, Paul prayed for all those believers.
因为他们的信心和爱心，他为他们来祷告。
And pray for their love and faith.
那么他求神给他们有智慧，给他们启示。
And God prayed that God will give us God that will give them wisdom and revelation.
那么让他们能够使他们这个里面心眼能够张开。
So their eyes of their heart can be enlightened,
真正的来认识神
so they can know God,
真的能够知道这位神
truly know Him better.
因为当我们知道保罗他写这个书信的时候，他对神有很深入的认识。
We know when Paul wrote this Ephesians, he truly know God.
你看到使徒行传所讲保罗他所经过的经历。
And from the Acts, you can see God, see Paul's experience.
那么知道他怎么样能够引导让这些以弗所的信徒他们在灵性上面有所长进。
So, you know how Paul can guide those Ephesians brother and sister to grow in their faith.
使他们对父神有更深入的认识。
He had more thorough understandings of Heavenly Father.
能够真知道他，真知道神。
So know God better and know Him better.
好，我们继续做个祷告。
So let's all pray together.
主耶稣，我们感谢你。
And oh Jesus, we love you.
谢谢你让我们一起在这里来看你自己的话语。
We thank you so we can take a look at these phrases together.
求你与我们同在。
May you be with us.
帮助方向弟兄他的翻译。
Help Brother Fang's translation.
也求主你膏孩子的口。
And also anoint my mouth.
让我们在这宝贵的时间中间能够把你话语传讲的清楚。
So we can speak the truth clearly in this precious time.
你是我们的主。
You are our Lord.
我们在你的面前来敬拜你。
We praise in the presence of you.
愿你的话语改变我们的生命。
May your word change our life.
我们祷告祈求奉靠耶稣基督的名。
We pray in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen.好，这一段经文很短哈，我们看到它一共从这个15节到23节。
This is a short verses from 15 to 23.
那我把它分成三个主要的部分。
We divide into three parts.
第一个就是为他们的信心来感谢神。
And thank God for their faith.
那么第二点就是保罗他的祈求给这些以弗所的信徒，祈求神给以弗所的信徒，他们有给他们智慧，给他们启示。
And pray to God that God will give Ephesians brother and sister wisdom and revelation.
那么最后第三点就是他赞美神，能把高举耶稣基督。
And praise God for His exalting of Christ.
所以我们在这个团契里面，我们有学到祷告的这个内容。
In our fellowship, we already studied how to pray.
我们有讲到说你怎么样来敬拜啊尊啊这个尊尊尊崇神。
And we teach how to praise and respect and worship Him.
你能够要来怎么样感谢神
？And thank God.
那么你能够怎么样来赞美神
？How to praise God? To thank God.
你能怎样来为别人来祈求
？And also pray for others.
所以这里我们看到他有感谢神。
And here we talk about he thank God.
那么他有为这些信徒来祈求，向神来祈求。
And also, pray for other believers.
但是你看到他所，等一下我们看到他所祈求是什么东西，我们再讲这个部分哈。那么他祈求的都是给这些信徒有智慧，有启示。
And later on, we'll talk about he prayed for those brothers so they can receive wisdom and revelation from God.
那么在最后，他也赞美耶稣基督。
And also, he praised God.
所以我们先来看看第一点，为他们的信心感谢神。
好 ，Let's look at the first point. He thank God for their faith.
好，我们一起来念这十五和十六节，预备。
Let's read verse 15 and 16.
一起来。因此，我既听见你们信从主耶稣，亲爱众圣徒，就为你们不住的感谢神。祷告的时候，常想到你们。所以当保罗他听见以弗所这些圣徒们他们在信心和爱心上的表现的时候，他就肯定他们的表现。
So from these verses we can see when Paul heard about these Ephesians believers, what they have done about their faith and about their love, so he affirmed their performance.
他就感谢他为他们的信心和他们的所谓的爱心来感谢神。
He thank God for Ephesians their faith and their love.
他们并且经常不断的为他们祷告。
And also continuously pray for them.
如果我们对基督有信心的话
，If we truly trust God,
我们一定会爱其他的弟兄姐妹。
And if we have faith in Him, we'll love other brothers and sisters.
我们一定会爱其他的弟兄姐妹。
And love other Christians.
我们也会爱我们信主的家庭。
Well, also those believers' families.
但是如果说我们说我们信主啊
，And if we say we already accept Christ,
那么我们有没有在我们生命中，但是看不到那个爱
？But if we have no love in our life,
那么我们是不是真的信了这位主
？And are we true believers?
所以感谢主，我们教会有很多弟兄姐妹都能够这个很积极的投入教会的服事。
And we have a lot of brothers and sisters who very committed to a lot of church ministries.
因为他们爱神。
Because they love God.
他们爱主耶稣。
Love Jesus.
他们把自己能够奉献摆上。
And they want to dedicate themselves.
当我看到他们的动机和他们的态度。
And when I see their motivation, their attitude.
是他们以爱来服侍人。
And they serve in love.
他们用有耐心，那么用他们的时间。
And they spend their time and effort.
不嫌麻烦，而且有从神来的恩赐。
And they have receiving a lot of God's gifts.
那么也能够体贴别人的感受。
And also and feeling others their feeling.
所以当你越认识耶稣的时候，
When you know God more,
越经历耶稣的爱的时候，
Experience His love,
你也就会像耶稣那个样式。
And you will more like Him too.
你就会去爱你周遭的人。
And you will love others.
所以呢，当我们这里，当我们爱其他人，其他人人们就从我们的脸上就看见了耶稣了。
When we show our love to others, and others can see through our actions,
就看见我们的爱，在我们的脸上就看见耶稣的爱。
When they can see from our faith, God's love, Jesus' love,
那么他们就会知道你所信的耶稣真好啊。
And they're and admit that what you believe, the God and Jesus are truly God, as precious.
所以我们是不是这样的一个见证呢？
And are we the true witness?
当我们不断的彼此的勉励，彼此的激励的时候，我们可以像耶稣的样式。
And when we encourage each other, we can be more like Him.
所以他为了他们的信心和他们的爱心，感谢以弗所的以弗所这些的圣徒他们的信心爱心来感谢神。
So he thank God for Ephesians, their faith and their love.
那么第二点，我们看到他祈求智慧和启示，为他们来祈求智慧和启示。
The second, he pray for their wisdom and revelation.
这一段有几节经文，我们也把它念一下。预备第十七节哈，十七一直到十九，我们预备四节经文哈，预备来。求我们主耶稣基督的神，荣耀的父，将那赐人智慧和启示的灵赏给你们，使我们真知道他，并且照明你们心中的眼睛，使你们知道他的恩召有何等指望。他在圣徒中得的基业也何等丰富的荣耀，并知道他向我们这信的人所显的能力是何等的大。好，十七到十九三节哈。好，当保罗向主耶稣，他这个主耶稣基督的神，荣耀的父，那祈求的时候，他祈求的目的是要让这些信徒他们能够得到这个智慧和启示。
When you ask Jesus.The God, the Jesus Christ, the glorious Father, He wants, what the purpose of His asking is, want the Ephesians, brothers and sisters, to receive the spirit of wisdom and revelation.
让这些信徒他们知道他们所能够得到的是什么。
And want those believers to know what they can receive.
也就是说，他祈求这个圣灵不断地将那些关乎生命和知识的智慧能够和启示能够 赏给这些以弗所的信徒。
And he asked the Holy Spirit to give the wisdom and revelation about life and knowledge to those believers.
那么使他们真能够的心中的眼睛真能够看见，也能够真能够知道神，并且明白福音的好处。
So their eyes of the heart can truly see and understand God and to also understand the benefit of gospel.
好，那我们看保罗求他们能够认识三个有关神所赐福他们的部分是哪三点。
Here Paul asks God to about three things.
那么第一点就是他恩召的盼望。
And the first is the hope to which God has called them.
那么第二点，他在圣徒中基业的丰盛。
The second one is about the riches of the glorious inheritance.
那么第三就是他向圣徒显示浩大的能力。
And third, he showed the incomparable great power to the holy people.
那么第一点，我们看到他的恩召的盼望。
And the first one, the hope to which God has called them.
那么我们知道他们必须要知道神呼召他们对他们将来的是什么意思。
They must know when God calling them, what does it mean to their future?
就是祈求他们能够真的知道神拣选他们会有什么样的结果。
So you ask them so they can know what the outcome of God's chosen.
也就是说神在我们身上的永恒那个计划那么的实现是什么怎么
That is also the materialization of God's plan in eternity.
所以保罗希望这些圣徒他们知道
So Paul wants those holy people know
神的呼召为他们会带来彻底的一个转变
God's calling will bring complete change to their lives.
他们对这个盼望的认识也能够会改变他们的生活方式
Your knowledge of this eternal hope also changes styles.
所以我们看到这样的一个呼召我们知道神这么样的恩召我们的时候我们要认识神要将来带给我们的是什么
And so if we know the God's calling so we know what can bring to us in the future
所以看到在神的呼召我们每一个人信他的人神呼召我们
So for every believers God called us
那么神给我们有这个样永生的盼望
He God give us eternal hope
神也给我们将来我们会得到什么样的属天的福气现在和将来
and also blessings he can give to us in present time and in the future
那么第二点我们看到他在圣徒中基业的丰盛
and the second one you talk about the riches of his glorious inheritance
我们看到我们这些就是神得着的他的基业
And we are those people got a glorious inheritance
那么这是他在神是会有个极大的荣耀
And have the tremendous glory
想想看我们原来是在黑暗里面我们不认识神
And when we are in the darkness we didn't know God
当我们信了主我们就在他的光明国度里面
And when we accept Christ we are in his light.
我们看到神的荣耀在那里彰显。
And we saw the God's glory.
我们算不了什么。
And we are nothing.
但是神抬举我们。
And God has lifted us up.
让我们在他面前称为神的儿子。
So we can be called children of God.
所以神他我们看到这里就是说神把我们这些人当成他的这个基业就是产业的意思。
God look at us as his inheritance.
这是属于父神的产业。
And his belong to Heavenly Father.
那么当我们是他的基业，他就向我们来启示他自己。
And when we part of his inheritance, he revealed himself to us.
我们就能够享受神与我们的同在。
And we enjoy the presence of God.
那么他的荣耀就更加来将彰显。
And his glory will be revealed to us.
所以我们很感谢保罗，他在这里告诉我们这些，我们。更要更知道的事情
and I thank God Paul for giving this and a better understanding
所以第三点我们看他向圣徒显示浩大的能力
the third one he showed to those holy people the incomparable great power
我们所谓的能力是在我们生命中能够产生作用的
when we talk about power is that who can impact our
这个生命在我们里面能够有所作为
and this power can change impact us inside of us
那么神的大能就借着耶稣基督的复活和升天就所可以看到成就出
we can see God's power through Jesus Christ's resurrection and his ascension to heaven
那么我们就可以支取这个神的大能
and We as believers can receive this power.
那么这个大能就帮助我们做些什么呢
？And what can this power help us?
我们可以去为神来做见证。
We can be testimony to others.
当我们犯罪的时候，我们可以向神来求神赦免我们的罪。
And against God, we can ask for forgiveness.
我们可以克服不再犯罪。
And we can overcome and not commit sin anymore.
我们有那个里面想要追求那个圣洁那个动力。
And we have the inner motivation to seek the holiness.
我们也可以来对抗魔鬼他的计谋。
And we also can overcome the temptations or attacks of the Satan.
我们也让对神所给我们的使命，我们有信心向前走。
And we also have confidence in God's commission, so we can continue to move forward.
所以这里看到说，神所给我们在我们信徒上面显出这样的大的能力，是因为神他加给我们，借着耶稣基督他的复活升天，那么让我们有这样的能力。
So we can see through the God's the power is through the Jesus Christ's resurrection ascension. So that power is accomplished.
好，这是我们看到，就是他也保罗为这些以弗所的圣徒祈求，他们能够得到智慧和启示。
So here this part is pray for the Ephesians holy people, so they can receive wisdom and revelation.
好，最后我们看最后一点，就是高赞美神，高举基督。
And the third is praise God for His exalting.
那么有也是有几节经文，我们一起来念一念。
Let's read verse 20 to 23.
好，预备来。
Then, his right hand in the heavenly, power and all rule and authority, power and dominion, and every name that is not only in the present but also in the one to come.
不但是今世。
And his feet, for him to be head over him.
又将万有伏在他的脚下，使他为教会做万有之首。教会是他的身体，是那充满万有所充满的。好，这几段很精彩的经文，我们看到谈到的事情好几项，我们看看，主要我们看到有三点。
This verses, there are three important points.
那么第一个就是基督他的复活还他的升天。
The first one is Jesus' resurrection and His ascension.
那么第二个就是基督他的超越。
And also,
the second
one is Jesus surpass over all things.
那么最后第三点就是基督为教会之首。
And Jesus is the head of church.
那么我们看第一点，基督的复活和高升。
So the first one is Jesus' resurrection and ascension.
那么知道在基督他在从这个众死人中间他复活了。
And we know Jesus resurrected from the dead.
那么他的复活是为众人最终的复活就揭开了那个序幕。
And his resurrection opened the door for all those who will be resurrected in the future.
所以当耶稣基督他复活就表示说我们这些人要接着他当代的圣徒他们死了他们也接着来复活那么我们这些人呢将来也是要复活
and when Jesus had resurrected and when in the future we as believers also will resurrect
所以基督他已经复活现在是升天在天上与神同在
and Jesus has resurrected and ascended to heaven and be with God now
那么神的能力让赋给基督让他的尊贵和荣耀
and God's power given to Christ the honor and the glory
那么从基督他的复活升高我们也看到他整个在世上过了这个时间他的受死他的复活这么样的重要
and Jesus ascension to the highest and showed that his whole life his death his resurrection the importance of all those his whole life
那么他的高升天我们可以看到人生的重心不是在地上的生活。
And his ascension to the heaven also pointed out that our life purpose is not in this world.
我们是不是还在想我们人生的重点就在地上的生活就结束了呢
？And most may still think that our whole life purpose is live a good life in this world, and that's it.
我们的重心不是只有在地上的生活。
And our life, point or focus is not just on this world.
永恒的生命比较我们七八十年、一百年、一百二十年来比较就没有办法来比了。
And compared to eternal life, our 70 or 80 year long life, it's nothing.
所以我们不是重心不是只有在我们地上的生活。
And our life focus is not just on this world.
也就是在天上以基督和神的这个生活。
But a life with Jesus and God in heaven.
所以这是基督他的祝福和道高升所给我们带来的。
And that's what Jesus' resurrection and ascension teach us.
那么第二点，我们看到这里基督的超越。
The second one is Christ surpass.
那么基督已经完全胜过一切的权势了。
And Jesus have conquered all rules and authorities.
第二十一节所谈到的。基督已经完全胜过一切的权势。
And here, verse 21 talk about Jesus have already surpassed all rules and authorities.
Yeah, 远超过一切执政的、掌权的、有能的、主治的和一切有名的权势。
And far above all rule, authority, power, and dominion, every.
所以任何权势全都要伏在基督的脚下。
All authority.
所以我们知道说万物当初就是基督他所创造的。
And we know all things are created by Jesus.
这是被基督所造出来的。
Created by Jesus Christ.
也是为了耶稣基督而造的。
And also for him.
他们所以因此都能够服在基督的掌管之下。
And they are all under the control of Jesus.
那么当然这里提到的属灵这里提到的权势我们看到是一个属灵的一个权势。
So here we know this is a power we talk about is a spiritual power.
那么当然如果你说为什么这里是属灵的权势呢
And you may question why it's a spirit power not other.
那么以后我们会讲到以弗所书第二章的时候会讲到说在我们过去信主前就顺服在空中的掌权者。
And later on, we will talk about Ephesians chapter 2, and we know before we accept Christ, we actually, under the, live under the, power, spirit who is at work in those, ruler of the kingdom of the air.
所以我们也看到第二章第二节所讲到说在悖逆之子的心中是什么呢是邪灵在的工作。
And also,the spirit who is not at work is in those who are disobedient.
所以今天我们是面对一个属灵的一个挑战的。
And today we are facing a challenge, actually a spiritual challenge.
我们对属灵的事意的态度是有不同的。
And we have different attitude towards spiritual things.
一方面我们有的人我们相信科学的嘛。
Some people may believe science.
我们有那个对科学观我们比较崇拜。
And we may worship the scientific those thoughts.
我们否定这些属灵的这些事情。
And we deny all the spiritual things.
我们也不相信有魔鬼。
And we also don't believe evil spirit.
我们也不相信有天使。
Or angel.
但是呢，另外一方面，我们看到一些人。
On the other hand, we also saw. They see some other people.
那么他们还是很迷信的。
Also, may be very superstitious.
那么相信的星座。
And they may believe in the astrology.
那么相信这些占星术。
And also this witchcraft.
那么相信看手相。
And also palm reading.
我以前没有信主前也看过。
Before I accept Christ, I also believe those palm reading.
那个给我看的人，他是就他这个说，你这个将来的这个到了多四十岁和五十岁有一个大的灾难。
And the people who prophesied that when I'm gonna turn 40 or 50, there was a big crisis in my life.
你要想办法度过这个难关。
You need to overcome it.
我说我怎么度过
？And I asked him, how can I survive?
他说你把你自己绑起来。
And you should bind yourself.
那个吊在那个房顶上。
A hand on the ceiling.
你就会解决这些问题。
You'll solve all these problems.
所以这真是这个算命的，就是有点乌鸦嘴哈。
This a fortune teller
所以今天我们信主的是不是还去做这些事情呢？
And today we believers still doing this thing.
所以我们是不是还是去看看风水才要盖我们的房子呢？才要选我们的房子呢？
Still gonna select a house based on what 风水 told us.
我们有吗？
Still doing that.
有的人有时候坐位置，他觉得这个位置不好，他就不坐。
Some people may believe, hey, this special seat is not a lucky seat, so not want to sit on.
我们已经有了耶稣基督给我们的永生呢。
We already have the eternal life Jesus gave us.
这些暂时在世界上的是算不了什么。
And the worldly thing means nothing.
我们还会不会这个比如说现在这些新纪元还有这些通灵的事情非常的在很多地方有。
And today in this world we also have a lot of those new age movement and this other spiritual chasing after other spirit movement.
那么这些他们借着这些心灵导师他们可以赚很多钱。
And also their trust those spiritualleader, and they make a huge profit from this.
所以我们怎么样面对这些属灵的势力呢？
How are we going to face those spiritual challenges?
那么我看到保罗在这里讲，所有超过一切执政、掌权、有能的主治和一切有名的。
So here we see Paul said that Jesus has already far above all rulers, rule, authority, power,
所以这些已经降服在基督的面前脚下了。
All those have already have under Jesus' feet.
基督远超过这一切的一切。
Far above this.
所以我们要感谢神。
Thank God.
当我们有了这宝贵的基督的时候，我们面对这些属灵事情，我们可以知道我们怎么样来应对。
So when we have Jesus Christ,and we know how to face this spiritual attack.
那么最后我们看到第三点就是基督为教会之首。
And last point is that Jesus is the head of church.
那么基督他是万有的元首，也是教会的首。
And Christ is the head of the church, also head of everything.
教会的地位崇高尊荣。
And the position of church is very honorable and glorious.
乃是因为基督他是教会的头。
Because Jesus Christ is the head of the church.
乃是因为基督耶稣他是主。
Because Jesus Christ is the Lord.
所以教会我们是基督的身体。
And church is the body of Christ.
那么我们头和身体的关系这个非常的重要，是基督与信徒能够合一的一个关系。
And the body and the head, the relation between body and head is very important because it means the unity between Christ and believers.
也是能够连接在一起的。
And it also means the unity among believers.
所以神让基督成为教会的头。
And God make Christ is the head of the church.
那么基督是神的丰盛。
Christ is God's abundance.
神充满了一切。
And God filled everything.
这就是基督为教会之首。
And that's the Jesus Christ is the head of church.
所以我们较小的教会是以基督为首的一个属灵的共同体。
And the church is the spiritual the organization that belongs to Christ.
那我们在教会里面的生活，我们知道说我们在教会里面的生活能够反映出我们与神与人的双重关系。
And the life we're in church will reflect our relationship with God and with each other.
我们一个信主的人可以不可以没有不要教会生活
？And a believer, can we have life without church?
可以不可以呢？如果我们没有教会的生活，我们就不是以基督为首了。
If we don't have church life and we don't view church Christ as the head of the church,
如果我们不把 这个有这个教会的生活，也就是刚才我们讲的，基督是教会的头。
Christ is the head of church.
我们如果期望说，我们如果说自己是属于主的人
，If we say we belong to Lord，
那么却不愿意和主所爱的教会有那个美好的关系。
But if we don't have a good relationship with the beloved church，
是不是我们就说那谎话了呢
？And are we lying？
那么教会的生活是我们和神人的关系之间的一个写照。
And church life, it's the reflect the relation between God and believers.
当我们能与神和好的时候
，when we resurrect, when we have the good relationship with God,
我们就能够真心的爱人
，we can love others truly,
就能够与人和好
，and we can also have the good relation with others.
也是就能够真能够来爱人。
And we can love others too.
所以这里我们看到这个基督他是教会的之首。
And here Christ is the head of church.
所以整个来看我们今天所提到的我们要真认识这位神。
And today, our theme is knowing God better.
真的知道他是怎么回事。
And know him, truly.
所以我们看到保罗他在祷他所祷告的就是让人能够明白神的呼召对他将来和现在的意义是什么。
And here Paul said, what God's calling means to those believers at present and also in the future.
那么保罗在祷告中就告诉我们说，耶神使人从能够从死里复活的能力。
In Paul's prayer, God give the power we can resurrect it from death.
我们相不相信死人能复活呢
？Do we believe the dead can resurrect?
你相信吗
？Do you believe?
这是基督教最重要的一个部分了。
This is one of the important.Part of Christianity.
如果我们不相信复活的道理
if we don't accept the truth of this resurrection,
如果基督没有复活
if Christ is not resurrected,
我们也不需要信这个信仰了
and we don't need to accept this belief.
所以我们知道神能够让基督复活
Christ resurrect.
所以他以后也会让我们死了以后，我们也会复活。
And also, like all of believers will resurrect in the future.
所以现在他给我们的能力是让我们能够现在就可以来用的。
And what power he give us, we can use now.
好叫我们面对我们今生所面对的死亡。
So we can face the death in this life.
也是为将来而设的。
And also prepare for the future.
好叫我们将来能复活。
So we can resurrect.
因为耶稣基督他已经复活了。
Because Jesus Christ has already had resurrected.
从他复活那个未来就已经展开了。
And through his from his resurrection, the future already start.
我们怀着对将来复活的一个盼望。
When we have the hope for the future resurrection.
过今天我们的生活。
Live today's life,
能够迎接神为我们建立的将来。
And welcome what the future God prepared for us.
就是我们与神在共同的在那个永恒里面。
And so we live with God in eternity.
也就是我们有那个永生。
Have this eternal life.
我们一起祷告。
Let's pray together.
主，我们谢谢你给我们何等宝贵的应许。
Father, we thank you. Give us this such a precious promise.
求你赐给我们智慧和启示。
And give us wisdom and revelation.
让我们能够真正的知道你。
So we can know you better.
知道你是何等的大能。
And know what a mighty power you have.
知道你看重我们，你宝贵我们。
And also you cherish us, value us.
让我们教会一起的同心合一来兴旺你自己的福音。
May our church share the gospel in unity.
让我们彼此更能够彼此更加的相爱。
And also we love each other more.
让我们能够让我们的生命被你自己来转变。
May our life be changed by you.
让我们晓得我们在今世的空虚、苦闷、罪恶，将来都要过去。
So we know that our emptiness, our sin, our worries in this life will be over in the future.
因为我们有那复活的盼望。
Because we have this hope for the resurrection.
我们前面不是空虚。
Our future is not.
我们前面也不是只有死亡。
It's also not just death.
当我们眼睛闭的时候
when we close our eyes,
我们张开我们的眼睛
when we open them,
我们就在永恒里永远在一起
we will in eternity.
我们感谢你
Father, we thank you.
求你听我们的祷告奉靠耶稣基督的名
You listen to our prayer, we pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
谢谢